WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new fall TV season for commercial broadcast networks begins this week, and TV critic David Bianculli is here with his choices for the season's best shows.
Last season, the two best shows introduced by the broadcast networks were very original dramas: ABC's Lost and the same network's Desperate Housewives. By the way, I don't accept the way Housewives was nominated for Emmys in the comedy category and even won some. It's a very funny series, but when viewers care that much about solving the central mystery in an hour-long show, that show is a drama, just like Twin Peaks. But I digress. The best thing about Lost and Desperate Housewives, other than their excellence and originality, was that they were both scripted. Writers wrote them, actors acted in them, and directors directed them. It reversed the tide of reality TV shows, and that was a wonderful thing. This season, that good fortune continues. And this season, there's no argument about the category in which to place the year's two new best shows. They're both comedies. Hilarious ones. Both of them are heavy with first-person narration, showing the central characters looking at their lives from a somewhat detached perspective. Both comedies are filmed single camera, rather than in front of a studio audience. Neither comedy has a laugh track, and neither one needs it, because you'll be laughing out loud without any prompting. These new comedies are My Name is Earl, which premieres on NBC tonight, and Everybody Hates Chris, which premieres on UPN Thursday. Both shows are in tough time slots on very competitive nights, and neither is likely to finish the season as a hit show, as did Lost and Housewives a year ago. But seek them out and embrace them. My Name is Earl stars Jason Lee, the jealous band member in Almost Famous, as Earl Hickey. Earl is a Southern fried outlaw, a low-life loser whose low life consists of stealing from people, getting drunk with his equally aimless brother, and putting up with his unfaithful wife, who tricked him into marriage one drunken lost weekend. Here's how Jason Lee, as Earl, recounts that whirlwind romance. Jamie Presley plays the woman in question, introduced to us, and to him, with the two of them in a passionate lip lock at a seedy bar.
About 6 years ago, I was out drinking when I met this little firecracker.
You got great boobs, Peggy.
Her name was not Peggy.
My name is Joy.
You got great boobs, Joy. She kept buying me drinks, and later that night, she drove us to Vegas. By the time I sobered up, we were married. The next morning, I was recuperating from being a little overserved.
Morning, Happy.
Hell, when I was drinking, I just thought she had a bit of a belly. Some people might think getting so drunk you accidentally marry a woman that's 6 months pregnant is a good reason to stop drinking. Personally, I think it's a good reason to keep drinking.
Earl's life changes when he wins the lottery, but not because of the money. He loses that in about 10 seconds. Literally 10 seconds. And ends up in traction in the hospital. It's there, waking up to the TV show Last Call with Carson Daly, that Earl hears a conversation about karma. When he's released from the hospital, he explains his life's new direction to his brother Randy, played by Ethan Suplee, and their new friend the motel maid Catalina, played by Nadine Velasquez.
Do good things and good things happen to you. Do bad things and it'll come back to haunt you.
That's deep, Earl. So why don't you stop hogging them Vicodins they gave you? We can all chat about that for a while.
I'm talking about karma.
Who's karma?
I don't know. Something Carson Daly came up with. He says he does good things in life, and that's why his life is so great. Got me thinking. My life sucks, and I ain't ever done anything good I can think of.
Who is this Carson Daly? Is he some sort of spiritual leader? A holy man?
You never seen TRL? You need to start putting on some of these TVs when you're cleaning the toilets.
If I want a better life, I need to be a better person.
What's this?
I made a list of everything bad I've ever done.
Why?
Randy, I just won $100,000 in the lottery and was immediately hit by a car. I almost died because something good happened to me that I didn't deserve. That karma stuff is going to kill me unless I make up for everything on that list.
It's a great premise for a sitcom, and creator Greg Garcia makes the most of it. Jason Lee, as Earl, is absolutely charming. And Jamie Presley, in her over-the-top trailer trash way, is too. Put Earl on your list while he's working through his. The other sparkling new sitcom is Thursday's Everybody Hates Chris. The title, of course, is a play on the just-departed Everybody Loves Raymond, and this show's secret weapon is that the Chris in question is Chris Rock. Everybody Hates Chris is like Chris Rock's version of the Wonder Years. He doesn't appear in the show, but he narrates it, looking back on his own childhood and describing it from an adult perspective. The year is 1982. Chris is 13 and played by the perfectly cast Tyler James Williams. Chris is bussed across town to be the only black kid in an otherwise all-white school. And it isn't long before he runs into the school bully in the hallway.
My mother thought going to a white school meant I would get a better education and I would be safer. Wrong! That's Joey Caruso, a little thug with a big chip on his shoulder. You know, I managed to avoid him before I wore these shoes.
Nice shoes, Bojangles.
Bojangles? That's not what your mother called me when I was tap dancing in her drawers last night.
I know you think I'm crazy, but if I let him get away with that, he'd be doing it all year. Now, I couldn't beat him, but I thought maybe I could outblack him.
What? Did I stutter?
Do you know who I am?
You step on my shoe again, I'm gonna tell you who I am. I don't play that. I'm from Bed-Stuy, boy. I'll bring half of Marcy up in here. I will beat your butt so bad, you're gonna need crutches in your sleep.
Hey, this might work.
It doesn't work. But the unavoidable after-school fight, like everything else about Everybody Hates Chris, is a delight. As the fight goes on in slow motion, and on and on and on, the show plays Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder's Ebony and Ivory on the soundtrack. Terry Crews and Tashina Arnold play Chris's parents. They're commendable role models, and they're very funny in their own right. Chris Rock and Ali LeRoy, who co-created the show, have done something important here. The dad at the head of this household actually matters. You look for strong, loving patriarchs on black family sitcoms, and once you get past John Amos on Good Times and Bill Cosby on The Cosby Show, that list pretty much stops. But Everybody Hates Chris isn't just culturally significant. It's got its own voice, the voice of Chris Rock, and it's a unique voice. Yet what it shares with My Name is Earl are a structure and a sensibility that make both shows refreshing. They come from opposite sides of the racial spectrum, black sass and white trash, but they meet where it counts. They're a riot.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.